This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. On to Texas now, where wind and solar are producing more electricity than many expected. It is helping the state avoid blackouts for now. But making power is one thing. Getting it to people's homes, especially in the future, is quite another. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from Austin.
So the way it works is power plants generate electricity, transmission lines move it from plants to substations, and then distribution lines get electricity into individual homes. Michael Weber at the University of Texas says the problem right now is with the transmission lines.
You can think of it as like a highway can only take so many cars. And at some point, you can't put more cars on the highway. They take frontage roads or they just don't drive. And that's what happens with the electrons too.
Those electrons are being generated by power plants, but then they're being curtailed because the transmission lines can only take so many of them at a time. Melissa Lott at Columbia University says the solution in Texas is to build more transmission lines from new renewable energy power plants to where the power's getting used. But building that infrastructure takes time and money.
And so at this point, it takes us making the decision as a state that, hey, we're going to prioritize this. We're going to do it. We're going to figure out how to build it, and we're going to go ahead and build it.
Because she says, ultimately, more electricity getting to where it's being used means cheaper utility bills for customers. And it's not just a problem in Texas. Neil Miller, Vice President of Infrastructure and Operations Planning at the California Independent System Operator, says it's in a hurry to build transmission lines as fast as possible, too.
Practically, it takes anywhere from 8 to 10 years to get a major transmission line built. So that's why we need to get ahead of this now.
He says people in his line of work have to think about how they can meet immediate demand, sure, but also how they can meet demand 10, 20 years from now. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.